There's a famous medrash on this week's parasha. Parasha is Vayelech, which talks about the pasuk "Vemeya ve'esrim shana anochi hayom," and the medrash Rabba on Parashas Vayelech says, "Bayom bo bayom on this day of Moshe's death, kasav yud gimel sifrei Torah." He wrote 13 sifrei Torah on the day of his death. Shabbos, he gave out one to each of the Shvatim, and one he put away in hiding. So then, the Sefer HaBris, Sefer Azara, that they put away in order that if they have any mistakes later on, they'll be able. So that's the tradition we have. Moshe, on the day of his death, wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. So, the Rush in Psachim, Perek Yud Simen Yud Gimel, says this custom, this medrash, doesn't fit in with one of the other customs we have. What custom is that? So the Rush writes that first he talks about that we don't have a suda between Mincha and Ma'ariv, which many do, Shalosh Shittos. But either way, we have at Mincha, we say, Tzidkasak Tzedek Yolam, and he says that's a Tzidik Hadin that Moshe Rabbeinu died. We have a tradition like Moshe David, maybe it was Yosef also, there's a tradition that Moshe and perhaps David died later on towards the end of Shabbos, right before Shabbos was over. So therefore, we do Tzedek HaDin, like you do when we go to a funeral, you say Tzedek HaDin. So that's Tzedek Tzedek Yolam. And therefore, that's what the Rush writes. That's why we have a concept when a Chacham who dies, so the Batei Medrash becomes Batel, we stop learning, so we'll covet Moshe Rabbeinu and David, so we don't learn during that time. In fact, that could explain why it could be the minig, whether by mistake or by choice. Many times, Shalosh Shittos isn't the most. It's more makshava, which is an avo kalorn makshava, but it's also many times we do it towards the end of Shalosh Shittos when it's probably already meikar adin. Shabbos is probably over. It's already during Tosefet Shabbos. He quotes the minhag of not learning during this time period. And so he says, that's clearly our minhag. We do say, Tzitzkazak Tzedek, implying that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos Mincha. So the Rush says, there's a problem here. How could, if the tradition is correct, that Moshe died on Shabbos, Moshe and David died on Shabbos, and that's why we say Tzidkasak Tzedek, Tzedek Adin, then how could Moshe Rabbeinu write 13 Sifrei Torah on the day of the death? If the day of his death was Shabbos, we know one of the 39 prohibited activities is Ksiva. So therefore, the Rush leaves it Tzarachiyam, like he leaves it Zakasha. It was Shabbos Hecha Yakosev, So there's a famous Shaf and the Chatzim Sofer. He wants to answer the Rush's Kasha. He says, "Einach Einami, you're right. It was on Shabbos, and so you could either say the other direction. You have to assume he didn't write 13 Sifrei Torah on Shabbos, or he couldn't die on Shabbos. One of the two have to go. According to the Chatzim Sofer, no." I can miyashev the kasha of the Rush. The Moshe Rabbeinu did die on Shabbos. That's why we say Tzidkasak Tzedek. So how could he write 13 Sifrei Torah on Shabbos Kodesh? That's what he says. He didn't write it with a pen or whatever the equivalent they had, the normal writing utensils then, but he did it through Hashpas Kulmis. In other words, the shame, if he quotes the Shua, that there's certain type of things we could create, the Sefer HaYetzira, it's something derech segula, that it's not the normative way, but it's done through a derech segula, it's done through a shem ha-mafor, you say the magical words, and it's produced. So the Chasam Sofer says, based on the Shlana, really Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sifrei Torah, but he wrote them out with the shem ha-mafor. Of course, if you're a Litvak, yes, well, then is it a kosher Sefer Torah or not? If Moshe didn't actually write it. So, but on the other hand, that's how the Chasam Sofer writes, that he did it through the Shem HaMafurash. And that's what we find in other places. We find the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma, Dav Ayin Gimel HaMabez, it says, Rama Nikra Shmam Urim V'tumim. Like, it's called the Urim V'tumim. Why is it called the Urim V'tumim? Urim Shemayurim is the Reyim. He lights up the words. Tumim Shebashalma is the Reyim. And it fills, so it fills up. In other words, it's a Machokis Resh Lakish Rav Yochanan. What actually happens? Rav Yochanan says Boletes. It like sticks out. The Resh Lakish Omer Mistarvet. All the letters come to it. Like the first way, you have to figure out what it's saying. Here, the words move around. And you create the words. So, how could and they say they did the Urim V'Tumim on Shabbos. So how could, what about Ksiva? So again, so some point out, so it wouldn't be a kasha if you work with the approach of the Chasam Sofer that it was this was done. Which it was done from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Urim V'Tumim, and therefore it's not considered Ksiva, and apparently there was no Issa D'Rabbanan as well, and that's what Rashi writes in Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, about if you have bugs, or like Akravim, I don't know, mice, and you want to get rid of them, or at least paralyze them that they don't cause you harm. So Rashi over there points out that we know there's a biblical prohibition of trapping on Shabbos. So how am I allowed to say the magical words, the Shem HaMafurash, and trap the animal? Because it's not trapping, it's working Derech Segula. And that's we know the famous thing by Moshe Rabbeinu. When he killed the mitzvah, the Shem HaMafurash, Rashi quotes the Medrash that he saw, he looked into the future, that the person wasn't deserving. So, in fact, we find this also a discussion by the Mun as well. In terms of, the Mun coming down, but we see is that according to the Chasam Sofer, that this like by how did Moshe Rabbeinu die on Shabbos and write 13 Sifrei Torah on Shabbos is an Issa Ksiva? He did it with the Shem HaMafurash. How does the Gemara say you're allowed to paralyze and trap these little bugs and creatures? You do it with the Shem HaMafurash. How is Moshe Rabbeinu able to kill the Mitzri? Then it was Kodaman Torah, but with the Shem HaMafurash. How are we allowed to use the Urim V'Tumim? So that's coming from Shamayim. So if anything makes sense of Shamayim, doesn't follow the general rules. And that's why, not necessarily on Shabbos, but that's why you have the sugya in the end of Yuma. About could you eat from a wild animal? If you're bit by it, eating a little bit of liver, the Shilas, if it's Derech Segula, am I allowed to violate the Torah in a Derech Segula fashion by, in that case, writing a amulet or taking this meta halacha placebo type medicine? So that's a discussion, but that's what we see here based on the famous Medrash, based on this week's Parsha, that when it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, when it says exhibit it may have asked him Shana Anochi Hayom Bo Bayom Kasav Yud Gimel Sifrei Torah, and even though the Rashi has B'Shabbos Hecha Yekosev, so the Chasam Sofer answers based on the Shua, it was based on how Shva's Kumis, and that's how he And that's how they explain other areas as well. The Urim V'Tumim, paralyzing the Nechashim and Akravim, and many other issues, which they use this Yisod, that when you're not working with the Derech HaTeva, so it's not necessarily a violation of the Shabbos, or perhaps Malacha D'Oraisa, even during the week, not of Shabbos.